Hi, this is Rick Reynolds, and you've tuned in to Affair Recovery Radio. We are certainly honored that you joined us this evening. Tonight, due to the fact that Russell Willingham, our special guest, was unable to do this interview live, we will not be answering the phones. So if you have any questions, please feel free to email us at radio@hope-now.com, and we'll try to answer your questions. Now, Russell is somebody that we esteem greatly. He's written two books, Breaking Free and also Relational Mask. Both of these books kind of cover the same topic, which is how in the world do you get God back to the center of your life and kind of realign yourself in terms of healing as you recover from addictive sorts of behaviors. I have always admired Russell Willingham, and you'll be able to tell that during the interview. I think that he has a wonderful insight into all of these things. So I hope you'll stay tuned and listen to what Russell has to talk about, and we will be back in the studio next week. Now, that also reminds me, next weekend is an EMS weekend. So if you are currently in crisis and could benefit from our emergency marital seminar, please call us at area code 512-346-9299. That's 512-346-9299. And check out the seminar we have coming up. You can also check about it at affairrecovery.com and click on resources and emergency marital seminar just to find out what's going on. We find that couples who attend this seminar are blessed, and you'll find that to be an amazing help. So anyway, we'll proceed with the interview, and we look forward to joining you next week. God bless.
Well, welcome to Affair Recovery Radio today. We have the wonderful pleasure of having Russell Willingham with us. Russell has written two books, Breaking Free, Understanding Sexual Addiction, The Healing Power of Jesus, and also A Relational Mask. Is that all that you've written so far, Russell?
Yes.
Actually, all that you've written. Writing two books is a lot. And as many of you know that have worked with us at Affair Recovery before, this is probably the number one book that we recommend in terms of sexual addiction. Simply because we think that Russell's approach probably most closely aligns with how we look at it from a spiritual perspective. So we are absolutely delighted, Russell, to have you here. And those of you listening, please, you need to buy this book if you haven't to this point. And you can go to our website. It'll be listed, fairrecovery.com, under the resource section. But again, you need to be able to get this book. It is an essential, as far as we're concerned, in your recovery process. So, Russell, if you don't mind, how in the world did you get interested in working in this particular field?
Well, probably like anybody else who's in this field, I stumbled into it. It certainly wasn't my original choice. I definitely felt a call into ministry in my late teens, but I kind of pictured myself in some kind of a, you know, pastoral role or evangelistic role. But probably about 15 years into my Christian experience, some of my own brokenness really started to rise to the surface, and it started to really show itself in my marriage. And that's when I started to really face just some deep pain that I'd really kind of been in denial about, quite frankly. Being raised in a divorce situation with a single mother who was an alcoholic and had many, many relationships, and just the pain of that and just the weird stuff that my little brother and I had to live through. But probably the worst part was just the fact that my mom didn't know how to really nurture and care for these little boys of hers. And that just created a huge, huge hole in me. And it's probably my earliest memories are of that emotional deprivation. And so from an early age, I somehow got the idea in my head that the answer to my problems is romance. I mean, as early as 5 and 6, I was looking for a girlfriend or a sweetheart. And when I was 7 or 8, I discovered pornography in a field on my way home from school one day. And it really just grew from there into a full-blown sexual addiction. Thankfully, Jesus invaded my life when I was 16, and I discontinued the pornography, the masturbation, looking through people's windows, which I was doing at the time. But though my behavior changed, some of the root pain was still there. And I wasn't ready to face it until I'd walked with the Lord for quite some time. And as a result of looking at my issues and then actually finding a ministry here in my local area that I was volunteering with, I just began to see how God was moving in the lives of sexually broken people, and I was hooked. I was like, I wanted to be in that action.
So, you and your brother, you only had one brother?
Yes.
And so at 16, you kind of came to the Lord, things got straightened out. How did you see it, Russell, impacting your marriage?
Well, the way it impacted my marriage was twofold. As you may know, every sex addict is a codependent as well. And I was definitely codependent with a capital C. And I know that word gets thrown around a lot, but basically it's a codependent is somebody who is addicted to the approval of another person or persons. And I was absolutely addicted to my wife's approval or acceptance or affirmation. She really became the ground of my being. And I was desperately looking for her to not only be my wife, my lover, my companion, but without realizing it, for the first 10 years of our marriage at least, I was looking for her to be the mother I never had.
Right.
That had become very sexualized for me. And so there was a desperation, and there was an anger and a bitterness and a frustration, and it just really took hold. And I didn't think it had anything to do with my brokenness or any kind of addictive behavior. I was basically acting out with my wife, you might say. She was the feeding trough I was trying to fill this bottomless hole in my heart with. And when God really helped me see what I was doing, it blew my mind, because I'm thinking, hey, I'm a pastor, I'm teaching the word, I'm going door to door and doing evangelism and worshiping Jesus, and I was a real believer, I wasn't faking it. But that's when I realized that I did have an intimate relationship with the Lord, but only as deep as it went. The Lord kind of confronted me and said, you know, when you're really in trouble, when you're depressed, when you're lonely, when you're down, it's not me you run to, it's your wife.
So you found that you ended up running to your wife more than running to God whenever you were having problems.
Well, I ran to the Lord, but I, at a core level, you know, when I was desperate, I took that level of desperation to my wife, to sex, to her acceptance and approval. Because deep down, I guess I didn't really believe Jesus could touch that.
Full-length ARC radio episodes are available free to our online subscribers. Click the link below to subscribe or for more information.